doing. What am I doing? Look at me. Look at me.
Facciamo le mani, Don Ciccio. Don Ciccio, ma ammazzasti a mio marito perché non si posi calare. Eppure un figlio mio d'anni, Paolo, perché hai via giurato l'innetta. Ma Vito, avi solo 9 anni ed è fissa. E poi avi avuto Zanica.
Io non mi scanto di parole, sai.
Ma un figlio mio è sicco. Iddu, cusciusciù una batte.
E se quando cresce forte?
Bussia non si scanta. Sto piccirino non ci può fare niente.
Quando è grande, se ne viene per fare vendetta.
Che piacere, Don Ciccio. Sparagnatemi, sto figlio mio. Tengo solo a chisto. Il signore suo mio, vi giuro che non fa niente, o signoria. Non sparagnassi.
No.
Vita, Sidri! Ti vado ammazzo!
Fermi!
Vattini, figlio!
Figlio!
Vito, vattini!
Ammazzatelo! Ammazzatelo! Ammazzatelo!
Don Ciccio viene a sapere che qualche famiglia aveva bucciato Piccirino Vito Andolini. Malamente finisce. Avete capito, sì o no?
Finisce a schifo. Ho capito. State attenti. Ascoltate che non riesce con Banno Mosca. Ragione, Ave.
Qualcuno che ha mocciato Piccirito, a Vito Andolini. Lo consegnate a Novaus, che è meglio per tutti.
Vito, ora ci dobbiamo pentire, non per scambiare.
Sì, sì.
Io sono buono.
Thank you.
your name?
Come on, son. What is your name?
Tuo nome. Vito Vandolini from Corleone.
Corleone. Vito Corleone.
Okay. Over there. Next. Your name.
Tell him he has smallpox, quarantine 3 months.
Il dottore ha detto che hai il cipaiolo, devi andare per 3 mesi in quarantena all'isola Ellis.
Vito Corleone. Vito Corleone.
Here he is, this is him.
To the airport last week to pick you up.
Oh, it was chaos. Anyway, here I am, just 1 week late.
Oh.
And this is for my mama.
Who's this?
You remember Merle, don't you?
Hello, Mama.
Hello.
Where's Michael? I gotta talk to him and get a few things straight, and I can't wait online.
You go see your children first, and then you worry about waiting online to see your brother, like everybody else.
Ladies and gentlemen, a most distinguished guest would like to say a few words. Would you please welcome Senator Pat Geary of the state of Nevada, and there is Mrs. Geary.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a very, very happy day for me and my wife, Mrs. Geary. We see Nevada far too seldom, but particularly today when we can join with old friends, we can meet new friends, and we help celebrate the young man's first communion. And also to thank that boy's family for a magnificent contribution to the state. I have here in my hand a check made out to the university, and it is a magnificent endowment in the name of Anthony Vito Corleone, and the check is signed by that young man's parents, whom I think we should recognize now. Mike, Pap, or Kay, stand up, please. Stand up, let the folks see. Folks, I want you to join with me and give him a real Nevada. Thank you, to Mr. and Mrs. Michael Corleone. We also have, as a special added attraction, the Sierra Boys Choir, who have chosen a certain special song and a special arrangement to honor their host, Mr. Michael Corleone. Boys?
He's the one who arranged this whole thing for you, man Turnbull.
Yes, yes.
Sir. Well, I was under the impression that you and I would talk alone. I trust these men with my lives, sir. If I were to ask them to leave, it would be an insult.
Well, it's perfectly all right with me, but I should tell you that I am a blunt man and I intend to speak very frankly to you. Maybe more frankly than anyone in my position has ever talked to you before. The Corleone family has done very well here in Nevada. You own or you control two major hotels in Vegas. One in Reno. The licenses were grandfathered in, so there was no problem with the gaming commission.
Now, my sources tell me that you plan to make a move against the Tropicana.
They tell me that within a week, you're going to move Clingman out. That's quite an expansion. However, it will leave you with one little technical problem. The license will still be in Clingman's name.
Turnbull is a good man.
Yeah, well, let's cut out the bullshit. I don't want to spend any more time here than I have to. You're going to have a license. Price is $250,000, plus a monthly payment of 5% of the gross. Of all four hotels, Mr. Corleone.
Now, the price for the license is less than $20,000, am I right?
That's right.
Now, why would I ever consider paying more than that?
Because I intend to squeeze you. I don't like your kind of people. I don't like to see you come out to this clean country in oily hair, dressed up in those silk suits, and try to pass yourselves off as decent Americans. I'll do business with you, but the fact is that I despise your masquerade, the dishonest way you pose yourself and your whole fucking family.
We're both part of the same hypocrisy. But never think it applies to my family.
All right. Some people have to play little games. You play yours. So let's just say that you'll pay me because it's in your interest to pay me. But I want your answer in the money by noon tomorrow. And one more thing. Don't you contact me again, ever. From now on, you deal with Turnbull.
Open that door, sir. Senator, you can have my answer now if you like.
My offer is this. Nothing. Not even the fee for the gaming license, which I would appreciate if you would put up personally.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I didn't know you were out here. Honey, we have to go for 30 minutes later.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
Mrs. Corleone is going to watch
you. Oh, no.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much. It's wonderful talking to you.
Comes up to me in a white jacket, gives me a Ritz cracker and a chopped liver. He says, canapes. I said, canapes my ass. That's a Ritz cracker and chopped liver. He goes, hey, what? Tina, I want to bring out the peppers and sardines. You might not go over here.
Oh, seeing you reminds me of New York, the old days, huh?
Hey, Fredo, you remember Willie Chichi when he was at Old Man Clemens in Brooklyn?
We were all upset about that, Frankie. Heart attack, huh?
No, there was no heart attack.
That's what I'm here to see your brother Mike about. But what's with him? I mean, what do I got to do? Do I have to get a letter of introduction to get us to know?
You can't get in to see Mike?
He's got me waiting in the lobby.
Johnny Ola.
Al Neri.
I'm an Eddie. You know my lawyer, Tom Hagen? Johnny Ola?
Sure. I remember Tom from the old days.
Yep. Rocco. What's this?
It's an orange from Miami.
Why don't you take care of Johnny's men? They look like they might be hungry. Johnny? Tom isn't going to sit in with us, Johnny. He only handles specific areas of the family business. Tom?
Sure, Mike.
What are you drinking, Johnny?
Anisette. If you need anything, Mike, I'll be outside, all right?
Just tell Rocco we're waiting, Tom.
I just left Mr. Roth in Miami.
How's his health?
Yeah, it's not good.
Is there anything I can do? Anything I can send?
He appreciates your concern, Michael. And your respect. The casino you're interested in, the registered owners are Jacob Lawrence, Alan Barkley, both Beverly Hills attorneys. The real owners are the old Lakeville Road group from Cleveland and our friend in Miami. Maya Klingman runs the store. He owns a piece of it, too. He does all right. But I've been instructed to tell you that if you move Klingman out, our friend in Miami will go along.
That's very kind of him. You tell him. That's greatly appreciated.
Hyman Roth always makes money for his partners. One by one, our old friends are gone. Death. Natural or not. Prison. Deported. Hyman Roth is the only one left because he always made money for his partners.
I can't believe out of 30 professional musicians, there isn't one Italian in the group here. Come on, let's have a tarantella. Follow you. I'm coming. Ta-da-da-da.
I'll see my sister alone.
It concerns me, too. Is it okay if I stay?
How are you, honey? You met Merle. He was with me in Vegas.
I saw him with him.
Could I have a drink or something?
Okay, boy.
Al, would you please get him a drink? We're going to Europe next week. I'd like to book a passage on the Queen.
So what do you come to me for? Why don't you go to a travel agent?
We're getting married first.
The ink on your divorce isn't dry yet, and you're getting married? You see your children on weekends? You know your oldest boy, Victor, was picked up in Reno for some petty theft you don't even know about?
Michael!
You fly around the world with men who don't care for you and use you like a whore?
You're not my father!
Then what do you come to me for?
Well, I need money.
On the estate with your kids. You won't be deprived of anything. You can have everything you want. I don't know this Merle. I don't know what he does. I don't know what he lives on. Now, why don't you tell him marriage is out of the question and you don't want to see him anymore? He'll understand, believe me. Listen to me. Marry this man. You'll disappoint me.
My kiss to do is in a prodigious.
Ma, ci meniamo. Ci
meniamo. Ma Michele, mi scusato. Io non giunto, se c'è rispetto, io non giunto capo e mangiare.
Scusate.
Beh!
And you're falling all over the floor.
Oh, I know what's the matter with you. It is jealous because she's a real man.
I swear to God, Deanna, I'm going to belt you right in the cheek.
Oh, you couldn't belt your mama. You know something? The sailors are crazy when it comes to their wives.
Michael says that if you can't take care of this, I have to. I think you better.
Never marry a woman. They treat their wives like...
my brother, Fredo. You don't have to apologize to me.
Clemenza promised the Rosado brothers three territories in the Bronx after he died. You took over, and you didn't give it to them.
I welched?
You welched.
Yeah, Clemenza promised them Ugatas, Muscula. Clemenza promised them nothing. He hated those son of a bitches more than I do.
Frankie, they feel cheated.
Michael, are you sitting high up in the Sierra Mountains, and you're drinking, what's he drinking?
Champagne
cocktails. And you're passing judgment on how I run my thing.
Tua famiglia ancora porta il nome del Corleone. E tu sempre devi rispettare i cosi di famiglia.
Amore mio, non mangio car, non mangio Las Vegas, e non mangio Miami, con Heim and Roth.
Thank you. You're a good old man. I like you. And you were loyal to my father for years.
The Rosado brothers, they're taking hostages. And Mike, they spit right in my face. All because they're backed up by that Jew in Miami.
I know. That's why I don't want them touched.
You don't want them touched?
No. I want you to be fair with them.
You want me to be fair with them? How can you be fair to animals? Tom, for Christ's sakes. Listen, they recruit spits. They recruit niggas. You know, they do violence in their grandmother's neighborhoods. And I tell you, everything with them is whores. Whores! In our papa's job! Go! And they leave the gambling to last. I want to earn my family without you on my back. And I want those Rosado brothers dead.
No.
Mort.
Now, I have business that's important with Heim and Roth. I don't want it disturbed.
And you give your loyalty to a Jew before your own blood.
Come on, Frankie. You know my father did business with Heim and Roth. He respected him.
Your father did business with Heim and Roth. Your father respected Heim and Roth. But your father never trusted Heim and Roth. Or his Sicilian messenger boy, Johnny Ola. Ma tu mi scusato. Io sono stanco, sono ubriato. And I want everybody here to know, there's not going to be no trouble for me. Don Corleone, Ciccio, aborto.
You want him to leave now?
Let him go back to New York. I've already made my plans. The old man had too much wine. It's late. How's the baby?
Sleeping inside me.
Does it feel like a boy?
Yes. Yes, it does, Michael.
Kate, I'm sorry about all the people today. Bad timing. It couldn't be helped, though.
It made me think of what you once told me. In 5 years, the Corleone family will be completely legitimate. That was 7 years ago.
I know. I'm trying now.
Thank you.
drapes open?
Loyalty is based on that. thing I learned from Bob was to try to think as people around you think. Now, on that basis, anything's possible.
My sister! Put out my window! I want to get out of here and get my sister!
Over here. There's two of them. Looks like they were hired out of New York. I don't recognize them. We won't get anything out of them now.
Fish them out.
Lots of presents.
I know. Did you like them?
I didn't know the people who gave them to me.
You're my friend.
Did you see my present for you?
It was on my pillow. Anthony, I'm going to be leaving very early tomorrow.
Will you take me?
No, I can't, Anthony.
Why do you have to go?
Was after the business.
I could help you.
Someday you will.
E' un fame niente. E sto qua,
America. Ka, a New York. Sola. Pensando a mamma mia. E senza notizie. Trato.
Capito, una lettera per te.
Sì. Finalmente una lettera da Napoli.
Pietro, te ne parlo la gente mia. È bella.
È veramente bella, sì.
Bella?
Ma Bettina è bella. Il mio Gesù, mia moglie, è a me.
Pare che la nostra cara mamma è morta. Morta. Mamma. Mamma mia.
Oh, scusa, Don Ferrucci.
E mentre go pensiera me spugneva, dopo aver...
Ora potevamo dare la mobilità al re.
E chi so?
La lettera...
La male niura.
...arrivaia da sola mia, da mamma me e la morte.
Come ci pensavo? Fino domani, domani, fino domani. Tutto romani, 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 romani. Come ci mette? Ti grido.
Carla, va fino da qua.
Oh, no,
che bella. E ti fanno così davvero. Sto bene per giù.
È l'unica figlia. Lasciala lì. Per piacere, lasciala lì.
Pigliato tutti i soldi, pigliato tutto quello che vuoi, vai. No. Letto. Letto da 40. Vito, vieni, come on.
Il raggio di luce ha Vito, ma tu non capisci come sono le cose. Tu non ci appartiene alla mano io, e tutto il vicinato lo pagano, ci sono soldi. Pure mi pagano dalla corseria.
Italiano è?
Signorano Cornuto.
E allora, per chi scorse l'altro italiano?
E per chi sape che non ha nessuno qua a difendere, ormai sapete chi. Che te ne poni la cina mia?
Cos'è il dottor, che intendi tu?
Ci vuoi scrivere a poco di lì.
Condanna non ti tratta bene.
Lascia stare.
Saluto, andando. Questo è mio nipote. Come ti va, Ubisinissi? Ti va buono, ti va buono.
Ringraziando il signore.
Vittorietta, mi scuoi, l'ho beato, mi frucci. Ci portate da schifio. Di tutto mangolo pango, ci sono rotto il tempo, frucci. Lì è stato buono con tutti.
Tutto buono.
Non lo sa.
Che come sa?
Come no, tutto buono.
Ehi, giù, va canciando.
Se hai risolte, io ho voluto più il tuo vicinanza. Pure da mio padre. Che te ne pare che sia?
Bello sono la vita.
Lo passo agli H.
Non li pure?
Ma è più.
Ti ringrazio.
Vito, vieni. Vito, i cose vanno malamente. Ammira, mi pare magari malo, irritivo, Fanucci, avevano un nipote, un amico, e così ci ha dato il travaglio mio, e così è stato sempre buono con me, da quando ero piccerigio, e mi era valenza ed ero come un pazzo, e io la ringrazio. E io ho uno scordo.
Vito!
No.
Portici che è stato giù. Sono per favore, Vito.
Ringrazio lo stesso, ma non posso accettare.
Ecco tua famiglia.
Non ci cagli, capisci?
Per favore, vieni.
Ce l'hai ancora per cose? Tu vedi spesso così la rincia?
A me ne frutta le cose tue, a me non mi interessa.
C'è un amico che ha un tappeto buono. Può essere che a tua moglie ci piace.
Certo, ma gli altri che abbiamo soldi per cantare il tappeto.
No, io la va a regalare. Non saccio come ringraziare.
Piescio, ci piaci se mi muovi.
Sto figlio di puttana, non c'è in casa. Aspetta, aspetta. Minchia, ma cacchiamo la sala. Non credo che si arraggia. Amorini. E vivo, Amorini. Un amico vivo, Amorini.
Dall'amico tuo?
Sì, certo.
Sono un palazzo di ricchi,
Uno di meglio. Vì, dammi la mano,
Siéntate.
Lo prego.
Pick up of two by Holden, second and eight for SC, and the ball is at the Trojan, 38.
Mr. Roth.
Come in, Michael. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. It's almost over. You follow the football game?
Not for a while.
I enjoy watching football in the afternoon. One of the things I love about this country. Baseball, too. I love baseball ever since Arnold Rothstein fixed the World Series in 1919. I heard you had some trouble. Stupid. People behaving like that with guns. Important thing is you're all right. Good health, the most important thing. More than success, more than money, more than power.
I came here because there's going to be more bloodshed. I want you to know about it before it happens so that there's no danger of starting another war.
Nobody wants another war.
Frank Pantangeli came to my home, and he asked my commissioner to get rid of the Rosado brothers. When I refused, he tried to have me killed. He was stupid. I was lucky. I'll visit him soon. The important thing is that nothing interfere with our plans for the future. Yours and mine.
Nothing is more important. You're a wise and considerate young man.
And you're a great man, Mr. Arthur. As much I can learn from you.
Whatever I can do to help, Michael.
Excuse me, Lash.
Come in.
Hey, man, you're going to break your eardrum. Enjoy it.
Thanks. You're young, I'm old and sick. What we'll do together in the next few months will make history, Michael. History. It's never been done before. Not even your father would dream that such a thing could be possible.
And Pantangeli is a dead man. You don't object?
These small potatoes.
What's up? We got company, huh? Ma che succede?
C'è Michele Corleone.
Come? Michele Corleone? Com'è?
È in uno studio. Non lo fare ascoltare. Poverino, aspetta da mezz'ora.
Ma c'è qualcosa con me?
Tango Leon, I wish you would have let me know you were coming. I could have prepared something for you.
I didn't want you to know I was coming. You heard what happened in my home?
Mike, I almost died myself. It was all so relieved.
In my home! In my bedroom where my wife sleeps! Where my children come and play with their toys. In my home. I want you to help me take my revenge.
Michael, anything. What can I do?
Settle these troubles with the Vizzano brothers.
Mike, I don't understand. Look, I don't have your brain for big deals. But this is a street thing. And I'm in Roth in Miami. He's backing up those son of a bitches.
I know he is.
Then why? Why do you ask me to lay down to him, Mike?
It was Hyman Roth that tried to have me killed. I know it was him.
Jesus Christ, Mike. Jesus Christ. Look, let's get them all. Let's hit them all now while we got the muscle.
This used to be my father's old study. It's changed. I remember there used to be a big desk, you see? I remember when I was a kid, Frankie, we had to be very quiet when we played in here. I was very happy that this house never went to strangers. First Clemenza took it over, now you. My father taught me many things here. He taught me in this room. He taught me, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Now, if Hyman Roth sees that I interceded in this thing, in the Rosado brothers' favor, he's going to think his relationship with me is still good. Rabbi. That's what I want him to think. I want him completely relaxed and confident in our friendship. Then I'll be able to find out who the traitor in my family was.
What's this, though?
It's a lucky casino for our new deals.
Mitch, give us a taste, then.
Yeah, we're all real happy about your decision, Frankie. You're not going to regret it.
I don't like the casino, Lizardo. I take that as an insult. Michael Postone says hello.
Open or close?
Hey, I just come in to clean up a little, you know? What's the matter?
that something on the floor?
Carmine, no, no, not here, not here.
Anthony!
Not here, Carmine, I gotta go!
Come on! You open your fucking mouth!
Good to see you. I'm in. It's okay. It's in the back.
Come on, girls. Take a hike, huh?
In this room here. I want to talk to the little first.
Come on, huh?
I thought I could help you, Senator.
Hagen? Listen, Hagen. I did not
know. It's all right.
I didn't do anything.
It's okay. We're very lucky. My brother Fedo operates this place. He was called before anyone. Now, if this had happened someplace else, we couldn't have helped you.
When I woke up, I was on the floor. And I don't know how it happened.
You can't remember?
I passed out. I think so. Game.
You don't have to remember. Just do as I say. They're putting a call into your office. Explain that you'll be there tomorrow afternoon. You decided to spend the night at Michael Corleone's house in Tahoe as his guest.
I do remember. She was laughing. We've done it before. And I know that I could not have hurt that girl.
This girl has no family. Nobody knows that she worked here. It'll be as though she never existed. All that's left is our friendship.
Yes?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Corleone. We're not to let you through.
I'm just going to the market.
Well, if you just give us a list, we'll pick up anything you want.
Whose orders are these?
Mr. Hagen's, man. He's coming over now.
All right, well, I'm just going to have to speak to Mr. Hagen.
I wanted to explain this, but I had business in Carson City. Now, this is Michael's request for your safety. Now, we can send out for anything that you need.
I see. I'm supposed to stay in my house.
No, within the compound, we'll be fine.
Tom, I was going to take the children to New England next week.
That's all.
Am I a prisoner? Is that it?
It's not the way we look at it, Kay.
All right. Come on, kids. We're going back to the house.
Joe?
Hey,
Inspector, gentlemen.
Muy respetados caballeros.
Allow me to welcome you to the city of Havana.
Permítame darles la bienvenida a la ciudad de La Habana.
I want to thank this distinguished group of American industrialists.
A este distinguido grupo de industriales norteamericanos.
For continuing to work with Cuba.
Por continuar trabajando con Cuba.
For the greatest period of prosperity.
Por el más grande periodo de prosperidad.
In her entire history.
En toda nuestra historia.
Mr. William Shaw.
Señor William Shaw.
Representing the General Fruit Company.
Representando the General Fruit Company.
Messrs. Congol and Dan.
Señores Congol and Dan.
Of United Telephone and Telegraph Company.
De la United Telephone and Telegraph Company.
Mr. Petty.
Señor Petty.
Regional Vice President of the Pan American Mining Corporation.
Regional de la Pan American Mining Corporation.
Mr. Robert Allen of South American Sugar.
Señor Robert Allen de la South American Sugar.
And Mr. Michael Corleone of Nevada.
Y señor Michael Corleone de Nevada.
Representing our associates in tourism and leisure activities.
Y actividades de placer.
And my old friend and associate from Florida.
Y mi viejo amigo y asociado de la Florida.
Mr. Hyman Rose.
Señor Hyman Rose.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank United Telephone and Telegraph for their lovely Christmas gift.
Quiero aprovechar la oportunidad para darle las gracias a la United Telephone and Telegraph Company.
A solid gold telephone.
Es un teléfono de oro macizo.
Perhaps you gentlemen would like to take a look at it.
Quizás, caballeros, ustedes quisieran verlo.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Perhaps you would discuss the status of rebel activity and what this can mean to our businesses.
Of course. I want to assure you that although the rebels have mounted an impressive campaign in Las Villas.
Yo le quiero asegurar de que a pesar de que los rebeldes ha montado una impresionante ofensiva en Las Villas.
My staff indicates with assurance that we'll drive them out of the city of Santa Clara before the new year.
Echaremos de la ciudad de Santa Clara antes del nuevo año.
And I want to put you all at ease.
Y quiero asegurarles.
We will tolerate no guerrillas in the casinos or the swimming pools.
Make an arrest.
And a few men si let us through. And niente. Qua stanno facendo la polizia.
I hope my age is correct. I'm always accurate about my age. Make sure that everybody sees the cake before we cut it. I'm very pleased. You're all able to come from such distances to be with me today. When a man comes to this point in his life, he wants to turn over the things he's been blessed with. Turn them over to friends as a reward for the friends he's had, and to make sure that everything goes well after he's gone.
Not for years.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. The doctors would disagree, but what do they know? These are wonderful things that we've achieved in Havana, and there's no limit to where we can go from here. This kind of government knows how to help business, to encourage it. The hotels here are bigger and swankier than any of the rub joints we put in Vegas. And we can thank our friends in the Cuban government, which has put up half of the cash with the Teamsters on a dollar-for-dollar basis, has relaxed restrictions on imports. What I'm saying is that we have now what we have always needed, real partnership with the government. Smaller piece. You all know Michael Corleone, and we all remember his father. At the time of my retirement, or death, I turn over all my interest in the Havana operation to his control. But all of you will share. The Nacional will go to the Lakeville Road Boys. The Capri to the Corleone family. The Sevilla Biltmore also, but Eddie Levine of Newport will bring in the Panino brothers, Dino and Eddie, for a piece and also to handle the actual casino operations.
And we've saved a piece for some friends in Nevada to make sure that things go smooth back home. I want all of you to enjoy your cake. So, enjoy.
Happy birthday.
L'chaim.
I saw an interesting thing happen today.
A rebel was being arrested by the military police. And rather than be taken alive, he exploded a grenade he had hidden in his jacket. He killed himself, and he took a captain of the command with him.
Right, Johnny?
Those rebels know they're lunatics.
Maybe so. But it occurred to me, the soldiers are paid to fight. The rebels aren't.
What does that tell you?
They can win.
This country has had rebels for the last 50 years. It's in their blood, believe me, I know. I've been coming here since the 20s. We were running molasses out of Havana when you were a baby. The trucks owned by your father. Michael. I'd rather we talked about this when we were alone. The 2 million never got to the island. I wouldn't want it to get around that you held back the money because you had second thoughts about the rebels. Sit down. Sit down. I could only live to see it, to be there with you. What I wouldn't give for 20 more years. Here we are, protected. Free to make our profits without Kiefer over the goddamn Justice Department and the FBI. 90 miles away, partnership with a friendly government.
90 miles? It's nothing.
Just one small step, looking for a man that wants to be president of the United States and having the cash to make it possible. Michael, we're bigger than U.S. Steel.
Jesus Christ, what a trip. The whole time I'm thinking, what if somebody knows what I got in here? Can you imagine that, huh? $2 million in the seat next to me in the plane. Oh, excuse me.
No, it's okay.
You want to count it? Mikey, what the hell's going on anyway? I'm totally in the dark.
The family's making an investment in Havana. This is a little gift for the president.
Oh. Well, that's great. Havana's great. It's my kind of town. Anybody I know in Havana?
No, no. I'm in Roth. Johnny Ola.
No. I never met them. Listen, Mikey, I'm kind of
nervous from the trip.
Can I get a drink or something?
I thought maybe we'd go out together. I know a place you can spend some time together. Okay?
Sometimes I think I should have married a woman like you did. Like Kay. Kids. A family. Once in my life, more like Pop.
It's not easy to be a son, Fredo.
not easy.
Now, Mama used to tease me. She'd say, you don't belong to me. You were left on the doorstep by gypsies. Sometimes I think it's true. You're no gypsy. Mikey, I was mad at you. Why didn't we spend time like this before? You want a drink, right? Waiter! Por favor. How do you say banana daiquiri?
Banana daiquiri.
That's it.
Yes. Uno banana daiquiri.
Banana daiquiri. And a club soda.
Senator Geary is flying in from Washington tomorrow night with some people, some government people. I want you to show him a good time in Havana.
My specialty, right?
Can I trust you with something?
Of course, Mike.
Later on in the evening, we're all invited to the presidential palace reception, bringing the new year. After it's over, take me home in a military car. Alone. For my protection. Before I reach my hotel, I'll be assassinated.
Ooh.
It was Roth that tried to kill me in my home. It was Roth all along. He acts like I'm his son, his successor. But he thinks he's gonna live forever. He wants me out. How can I help? You just go along as though you know nothing. I've already made my move.
What move?
I'm in Roth. I'll never see the new you.
No debe excederse. Voy a hacer una prescripción. Regresaré mañana.
Since you have to take it easy, and he's going to give you a prescription, he'll be back tomorrow.
I want my own doctor. Fly him in from Miami. Don't trust the doctor. Can't speak English.
Gracias, señor.
Buenas noches.
Honey, go down to the casino.
Well, if you're sure you're feeling better.
Feel fine. Play the bingo game.
Okay. Nice to see you, Mr. Paul. Just make yourself at home.
My sixth sense tells me your brother Fredo brought a bag full of money. Where is it? You're pulling out?
Just wanna wait. How do you feel?
Terrible. I'd give $4 million just to be able to take a piss without it hurting.
Who had Frank Pantangeli killed?
The Rosano brothers.
I know. But who gave the go-ahead? I know I didn't.
There was this kid I grew up with. He was younger than me. Sort of looked up to me, you know. We did our first work together. Worked our way out of the street. Things were good. We made the most of it.
You were in Prohibition.
We ran molasses into Canada. Made a fortune. Your father, too. As much as anyone, I loved him and trusted him. Later on, he had an idea. To build a city out of a desert stopover for GIs on the way to the West Coast. That kid's name was Mo Green. and the city he invented was Las Vegas. This was a great man. Man of vision and guts. And there isn't even a plaque or a signpost or a statue of him in that town. Someone put a bullet through his eye. No one knows who gave the order. When I heard it, I wasn't angry. I knew Mo. I knew he was headstrong, talking loud, saying stupid things. So when he turned up dead, I let it go. And I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. I didn't ask who gave the order, because it had nothing to do with business. You have $2 million in a bag in your room. I'm going in to take a nap. When I wake, if the money's on the table, I'll know I have a partner. If it isn't, I'll know I don't.
Johnny Ola, Fredo.
We never met.
Johnny Ola.
Pleasure.
Gentlemen, to a night in Havana. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Happy New Year.
That's right, huh?
Break a brick. You could have knocked down a building.
Relax, Senor Roth. We're taking you to the hospital.
Thank you. serios reveses de nuestras tropas en Guantánamo y Santiago, mi permanencia en Cuba es insostenible. Renuncio para evitar más derramamiento de sangre y salgo de la ciudad inmediatamente. Me despido a nombre de mi familia y en el mío propio, deseándoles a todos muy buena suerte. Como mi último acto oficial, ahora nombro un gobierno provisional. ¡Salud! ¡Salud! ¡Salud!
Where's my brother?
Ross got out of the private boat. He's in the hospital in Miami. Had a stroke, but he recovered okay.
Your bodyguard's dead.
I asked about Fredo.
I think he got out. He must be somewhere in New York.
All right. I want you to get in touch with him. I know he's scared. Tell him everything's all right. Tell him. I know Roth misled him. He didn't know they were going to try to kill me. And they can come in now.
Oh, there was something else.
Come on. What? Come on, what?
Kay had a miscarriage. She lost the baby.
Thank you.
months of the boy?
Mike, you have 3.5 months.
Now, can't you give me a straight answer anymore? What's in the boy?
I really don't know.
Suggeri se non pagano.
Tu li canusci alla missi soi, veramente bestia. Rischio chi fa luce ha un permesso di maranzale in persona, perciò per chiari in astu quartieri. E io giudo che legge. Lei mi pagare $100 l'uno e basta.
E per chi la mo pagare?
Vedo, ci basiamo ne auci.
Ah sì, ma io è solo, ne oggi siamo tre. E io è armato e ne oggi siamo armati. Perciò, perché ci hanno mandato a vivo a nostra serata monita?
Tu non capisci. Chi sono e non so quartieri?
Ah sì, ma io conosco lui Casino Liocco e non ci donano niente a Fanucci.
Come?
De Giorda Greg da Seconda Avenue, Frank Pignattaro, 25 strade, e non ci donano niente a Fanucci.
Sì, di un padre niente a Fanucci, qualche altro a Ragoghi di Maranzallo.
Lema a pagare, è meglio per tutti gli altri. Non ti preoccupare.
E allora? E so che riusciamo a questo c'è un altro. Se vogliamo ci siete d'accordo, perché numerate 50 scudi all'uno per pagare a Fanucci? E vi garantisco che io si pega so che ci rogno io.
Quando Fanucci regge 200, non c'è niente da fare, vedi?
Ha ragione io, Coeggio. La sappi fare a me. I take everything. Io ho risetto tutte le cose. E ho menzogni e non ne dico mai alla misci me. I lisci romani vogliamoci a parlare con Fanucci. Io vado a domandare i soldi. E vicino ci capire che voi oggi avete intenzione di pagare tutto quello che va domani, nel senso di scuderli. E poi ci vado io, e mi ci sciaso io qui. Non c'è bisogno che fate incazzare che io sai se è così malandrino come recite voi oggi, no?
Ma come fai tu a farci picchiare nemmeno?
A voi oggi non mi interessa. Ma solo ricordatevi che mi feci un piacere. Siamo d'accordo?
Sì.
Ah. Saluto.
Saluto.
Per intercessione di San Girotti, libera il vos Deus amalo corporis. In nome di Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Thank you. From the year 1942 to the present time, you were an employee of the Genco Olive Oil Company?
That's right.
But in actuality, you were a member of the Corleone crime organization.
No, we call it the Corleone family, Senator. We call it the family.
What was your position?
At first, like everybody else, I was a soldier.
What is that?
A button, you know, Senator. Come on.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
Well, when the boss says push a button on a guy, I push a button. See, Senator?
Mr. Questa.
You mean you kill people?
A what?
You kill people at the behest of your superiors.
Yeah, that's right, Counselor.
And the head of your family is Michael Corleone.
Yeah, Counselor, Michael Corleone, right.
Did you ever get such an order directly from Michael Corleone?
No, I never talked to him.
Mr. Chichi, could you amplify your answer a bit, please?
Do what?
Could you expand on your answer? I'm particularly interested in knowing, was there always a buffer involved? There's someone in between you and your possible superiors who gave the actual order.
Right, yeah, buffer. The family had a lot of buffers.
Mr. Chichi, you may find this very amusing, but I promise you the members of this committee do not.
Perché ha creduto piccirito. E che a dopo chiede sempre avere un'altra figlia.
No, non piccirito. È la famiglia.
Ma tua famiglia non ti puoi chiamare. Nudo.
Tempi cambi.
Deveva a domandare c'è corsia. Vedete, non so che potevamo fare.
E che vuoi, meschina? E metti in brogli. I vicini si lungoliarono con pagioni di casa di Ida Bucani. Sì, e Ida ci disse che se la via a sbarazzare. E a un piccirito ci piace. E così Ida ce l'ha mucciato. E quando il padrone di casa venne a sapere, si ingazzava, ci disse di resin. Ma non c'era più niente da fare, pure Sigge si sbarazzava veramente, Ducane.
Che vergogna.
Mi dissero che hanno mandato a picchiare i carabinieri e mi hanno chiamato da fuori.
Mi dispiace, ma... Io non ci posso dare gli antichi di soldi per aiutare a cangiare in casa, se possibile.
Non può essere. Io voglio che voi sia padre qui, mi dici che io voglio che stare qua.
Come si chiama il?
Voi lo conosce, signor Roberto. Sta dai quattro vicino al qua.
Se ne fa il nestro, rompono i mattonelli, sporcono un terzo.
Ok, poi notte.
Ah, pure oggi abbiamo finito, caro.
Oh, mamma mia,
che spazio.
Bene, come che era? Tardi.
Questo è per voi, eh? Arrivederci.
Signor Roberto, mi scusi. Salve, mi chiamo Vito Corleone. Non è mica la mia moglie, è il signor Comune. Mi disse che senza nulla ragione ha parlato su. È una povera del giardino. Senza nulla che la difende. Una meschina, un avvenuto, un avvisore, era solo sovvenzionato.
Già l'affettai a casa. È nostra famiglia.
Io ci dissi che veniva a parlare con voi, come si capisce ragione e sa cosa vuole. Io si sbarazzavi da besci che cos'ha tutto sto casino. E allora? E perché non può stare?
Non posso.
E perché?
Non posso.
Ma voi sei siciliano?
No, no, sono calabrese io.
Io vado a mano sto favore, non vai a un'altra.
Ma già l'affettai, eh? Non ne posso fare, ma la sicuri che non è in quell'inno.
Beh, pagano i cassai.
Ma vabbè, quanto pagano i cassai un mese?
5 scuole.
Caggi su, sei mesi d'anticipo. Ma non ci reagisce niente a te, è una cristiana orgogliosa. E mi venisse a trovare in dannato sei mesi.
Capito,
come dici? Ma scelto un cane a restare, eh?
Eh?
Un cane a restare.
Sto cazzo! Sto cazzo! Che cazzo sei che stanno a casa con un ordine a mia mano di comando? Oh, poi stare attenta come parlo con me, capisci? Ma se no è una cosa un po' voluta, non devo andare a sbattere. Andate a volare, non sto mezzo della strada, andate a basso!
Non fai stupiacere. Riga di chi sono? Non mi scordo. E spiacere la mia città in questo vicinato che sono io. Io ci posso andare con mio saggio a fare volere. A San Benedico.
Ma sta bene a niente.
Guarda che sto qua.
Vito, qualcuno allora? Roberto, sai che doveva a casa di Succi? Mi hai domandato tutto il quartiere per sapere cosa.
Scusate, questo non viene a sconcecare, Don Vito.
E che posso fare, Don Roberto?
Come ne capiamo male? Ma orna come ne capiamo male? Ma come? La signora Colombo può stare in ta casa? Certo che può stare. Grazie, grazie. Don Vito, io vorrei portare i soldi che mi resto. Mi torno il reto. Uno, due, tre, four, five, six, tutto. Perché con Don Vito i soldi non servono.
Mi potete aspettare?
Grazie. A bontà sua di aiutare da povera vedova non morta pagata. The rent stays like a buffalo. Anzi, ci levo. 5 scuole ce levo, va bene? 10 ce ne levo, Don Vito.
10.
Grazie, grazie.
Non ci posso offrire qualche cosa?
Una tazza di caffè.
Ma io volessi, ma...
Non voglio
da me. È un appuntamento. E tanto, non posso stavolta. Una volta, appena mi vedete, vieni, ne prendiamo un caffè, parliamo, non capiamo che sono amico, ma ora mi dovete scusare. Non devo proprio dire, eh? E poi molti non sono scorsi, ma stavolta vieni a scusare, perché io proprio... un grande salamo, e pure a me mi piace stare con voi, davvero, perché... Capisci che voi siete un amico vero, mia, ma io stavolta proprio... Ma io sto prendendo proprio... Vieni, appena mi chiamate, tu mi chiamate, io arrivo a casa, non ti un santo, ma ora per non te dire, Basta bene, Zica.
Come non me la fare questa male? Sono il cucco del Bronx.
Mind speaking up, please.
New York City.
Are you the son of Vito Corleone?
Yes, I am.
And where was he born?
Corleone, Sicily.
Did he at times use an alias that was known in certain circles as Godfather?
Godfather is a term that was used by his friends, one of affection, one of respect.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to verify the witness's statement. For years now, a growing number of my constituents have been of Italian descent, and I come to know them well. They have honored me with their support and with their friendship. Indeed, I can proudly say that some of my very best friends are Italian Americans. However, Mr. Chairman, at this time, unfortunately, I have to leave these proceedings in order to preside over a very important meeting held by my own committee. But before I leave, I do want to say this, that these hearings on the mountain are in no way whatsoever a slur upon the great Italian people, because I can state from my own knowledge and experience that Italian Americans are among the most loyal, most law-abiding, patriotic, hard-working American citizens in this land. And it would be a shame, Mr. Chairman, if we allowed a few rotten apples to give a bad name to the whole barrel, because from the time of the great Christopher Columbus up through the time of Enrico Fermi, right up until the present day, Italian Americans have been pioneers in building and defending our great nation. They are the salt of the earth, and they're one of the backbones of this country.
I'm sure we all agree with our esteemed colleague. Now, Mr. Corleone, you have been advised as to your legal rights. We have testimony from a witness, a previous witness, one Willie Cicci. He has stated that you are head of the most powerful mafia family in this country. Are you?
No, I'm not.
The witness has testified that you are personally responsible for the murder of a New York City police captain in 1947, and with him a man named Virgil Saluzzo. You deny this?
Yes, I do.
Is it true that in the year 1950, you devised the murder of the heads of the so-called five families in New York to assume and consolidate your nefarious power?
It's a complete falsehood.
Mr. Quest, is it true that you have a controlling interest in three of the major hotels in Las Vegas?
No, it is not true. I own some stock in some of the hotels there, but very little. I also have stock in IBM and IT&T.
Mr. Corleone, do you have any interest or control over gambling and narcotics in the state of New York?
No, I do not.
Senator, my client would like me to state before this committee.
Mr. Chairman, I think this statement is totally out of order at this time.
Sir, my client has answered every question asked by this committee with the utmost sincerity. He has not taken the Fifth Amendment as it was his right to do. So in all fairness, I think the statement should be heard.
No, I'm going to allow Mr. Corleone to read his statement. I'll put it in the record.
In the hopes of clearing my family name,
and the sincere desire to give my children their fair share of the American way of life without a blemish on their name and background, I have appeared before this committee and given it all the cooperation in my power. I consider it a great dishonor to me personally to have to deny that I am a criminal. I wish to have the following noted for the record: that I served my country faithfully and honorably in World War II and was awarded the Navy Cross for actions in defense of my country. That I have never been arrested or indicted for any crime whatsoever. That no proof linking me to any criminal conspiracy, whether it is called Mafia or Cosa Nostra or whatever other name you wish to give, has ever been made public. I have not taken refuge behind the Fifth Amendment, though it is my right to do so. I challenge this committee to produce any witness or evidence against me. And if they do not, I hope they will have the decency to clear my name with the same publicity with which they now have besmirched it.
I'm sure we're all quite impressed, Corleone, particularly with your love for our country. The committee will stand in recess until 10 a.m. Monday morning, at which time the committee will produce a witness who will corroborate the charges which were made against you today, and at which time, Corleone, you may very well be subject to indictment for perjury. I remind you that you're still under subpoena.
Ten to one shot, you said. 10 to 1 shot, he would take the fifth, and I lose. You sound like my bookie. How that monkey my life.
Well, just get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, good night's sleep.
Got a big day tomorrow. Got you a new suit, new shirt, new tie. I'm going to shave you myself in the morning. And you're going to look respectable for 50 million of your fellow Americans.
Tomorrow. My life won't be worth a nickel after tomorrow. Come on, I saw this 19 times.
You got a great home here, Frankie. It's the rest of your life. Nobody gets near you. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, that's great. Beautiful. Some deal I made.
Well, you'll live like a king. You'll be a hero. You'll live better in here than most people on the outside.
Some deal.
Alive. Pat Hensley is alive. How'd they get the hands on?
Roth. He engineered it, Michael. Frankie went to make a deal with the Rosado brothers, and they tried to kill him. He thought you double-crossed him.
Our people with a New York detective said he was half dead, scared stiff, and talking out loud that you'd turned on him. They already had him on possession, bookmaking, murder one, and a lot more.
The FBI has an airtight. It's on an army base, 24-hour guards.
No way we can get to him. You've opened yourself to 5 counts of perjury.
What about Fredo? What does he know?
He says he doesn't know anything. I believe him. Roth, well, he played this one beautiful.
I'm going to talk to Fredo.
Say, Mike.
We have time.
I was kept pretty much in the dark. I didn't know all that much.
What about now? Is there anything you can help me out with? Anything you can tell me now?
They got Pentangeli, that's all I can tell you.
I didn't know it was going to be a hit, Mike. I swear to God, I didn't know it was going to be a hit.
Johnny Ola bumped into me in Beverly Hills.
And he said that he wanted to talk. He said that you and Roth were in on a big deal together. And that there was something in it for me if I could help him out. He said that you were being tough on the negotiations. But if they could get a little help and close the deal fast, it'd be good for the family.
You believe that story? You believe that?
He said there was something in it for me, on my own.
I've always taken care of you, Grail.
Taking care of me? You're my kid brother, and you take care of me? Did you ever think about that? Huh? Did you ever once think about that? Send Fredo off to do this, send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. Send Fredo to pick somebody up at the airport. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
That's the way Pop wanted it.
It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want the respect.
Is there anything you can tell me about this investigation? Anything more?
The Senate lawyer, Christine. She belongs to Roth.
Trader. You're nothing to me now. You're not a brother. You're not a friend. I don't want to know you or what you do. I don't want to see you at the hotels. I don't want you near my house. When you see our mother, I want to know a day in advance so I won't be there. You understand?
Mikey.
I don't want anything to happen to him while my mother's alive.
Further testify to Michael Corleone's rule over a criminal empire that controls all of the gambling in this country and perhaps in other countries. This witness has had no buff between himself and Michael Corleone. He can corroborate our charges on enough counts for this committee to recommend a charge of perjury against Michael Corleone.
Senator?
Thank you.
Mr. Pentangeli. Mr. Pentangeli. Were you a member of the Corleone family? Did you serve under Capo regime Peter Clemenza, under Vito Corleone, also known as the Godfather?
I never knew no Godfather. I have my own family, Senator.
You are contradicting a sworn statement you previously made to me and signed. I ask you again, sir, here and now, under oath, were you at any time a member of a crime organization headed by Michael Corleone?
I don't know nothing about that. Oh. I was in the olive oil business with his father. But that was a long time ago, that's all.
We have a sworn affidavit. We have it. Your sworn affidavit that you murdered on the orders of Michael Corleone. Do you deny this confession? And do you realize what will happen as a result of your denial?
Look, the FBI guys, they promised me a deal. So I made up a lot of stuff about Michael Corleone, because that's what they wanted. But it was all lies. Everything. I kept saying, Michael Corleone did this, and Michael Corleone did that. So I said, sure.
Mr. Corleone, would you kindly identify for the committee the gentleman sitting to your left?
I can answer that. His name is Vincenzo Pentani.
Is he related to the witness?
He is, I believe, his brother.
Will he come forward and be sworn, sir?
Sir, this man does not understand English. He came at his own expense to aid his brother in his time of trouble. He's not under subpoena, and his reputation in his own country is impeccable.
Are you saying he knows nothing about these matters?
To my knowledge, nothing.
I'm going to find out what the hell happened here. All right, this committee is now adjourned. The witness is excused.
Senator! This committee!
Sta a posto, sta a posto.
Michael, excuse me.
Hello.
The children are outside. We're going.
What do you mean you're going? We're all going to leave tomorrow.
Rocco.
I'll be in my room, Mike.
Michael, I'm not going back to Nevada. I brought the children to say goodbye to you. I want you to know I'm very happy for you. I suppose I always knew you were too smart to let any of them ever beat you.
Why don't you sit down?
No, I'm not going to stay long. I can't.
There's some things I'd like to talk to you about. Some things that have been on my mind. Changes I want to make.
I think it's too late for changes, Michael. I promised myself I wasn't going to say anything, and now I think...
too late.
What really happened with Pentangeli, Michael?
Brother came and helped him.
I didn't even know he had a brother. And where is he now?
He's on a plane back to Sicily.
All he had to do was show his face.
It was between the brothers, Kay. I had nothing to do with it.
Michael, you say you love me, and then you talk about allowing me to leave.
There are things that have been going on for years between men and women that will not change.
Michael, you're blind. You've become blind, Michael.
Blind to what?
Look what's happened to us, Mike. My God, look what's happened to our son, Michael.
Nothing's happened to us.
Don't tell me that.
Abby is fine.
Abby is not fine.
I don't want to hear about it.
You will?
I don't want to hear about it.
Abby!
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Over!
At this moment, I feel no love for you at all. I never thought that would ever happen, but it has.
Okay. We're gonna leave tomorrow. Okay? Why don't you take the kids back to their room?
Michael, you haven't heard me.
Okay. What do you want from me? Do you expect me to let you go? Do you expect me to let you take my children from me? Don't you know me? Don't you know that that's an impossibility, that that could never happen? That I'd use all my power to keep something like that from happening? Don't you know that? Okay. Now, in time, you'll feel differently. You'll be glad I stopped you now. I know that. I know you blame me for losing a baby. Yes. I know what that meant to you. I'll make it up to you, Kay. I swear I'll make it up to you. I'm gonna change. I'll change. I've learned that I have the strength to change. And you'll forget about this miscarriage. And we'll have another child. And we'll go on. You and I. Well, go on.
Oh, Michael. Michael, you are blind. It wasn't a miscarriage. It was an abortion. An abortion, Michael. Just like our marriage is an abortion. Something that's unholy and evil. I didn't want your son, Michael. I wouldn't bring another one of your sons into this world. It was an abortion, Michael. It was a son that I had to kill because this must all end. I know now that it's over. I knew it then. There would be no way, Michael. No way you could ever forgive me. Not with this Sicilian thing that's been going on for 2,000 years. Oh!
You won't take my children.
I will.
You won't take my children!
Thank you much. Thank you.
non vedo.
Tommasino, lo sa mi ma? Se lo sia mi vuole fare l'onore, ci volesse far conoscere o socio mia America. A New York. Si chiama Vito Corleone. Noi altri, Don Ciccio, ci mandiamo l'oggi d'olio a Cago, paese nostro. La compagnia d'Italia in America si chiama Genco Olive Oil Company. Significa compagnia d'oggi d'olio, Don Ciccio. Don Ciccio, né altri volesse, ma a sua benedizione e un suo permesso va a cominciare il suo travaglio.
È un nesso picciotto di Nuova York.
Ok, vicino a me, Don Ciccio.
Fallo vedere più vicino, perché poi io non ci vedo tanto buono di lontano.
Non è capito, che Don Ciccio dove la conosci.
Benedetto, come ti chiami?
Mi chiamo Vito Corleone.
Vito Corleone? Ti mi chiesto un nome di sto paese,
E sto paese come si chiama?
Io si chiama Antonio Mandolini. Che forte, non si sento buono. Avvicinati.
Il padre si chiama Antonio Andolini e chi sto è pezzi.
Oh, hai visto le bozze!
Thank you.
Where's Mike?
Waiting for you to leave.
Can I talk with him?
Sorry, Fedor, no chance.
Can I see him?
He's in the boathouse.
Michael, it's Connie. Michael Fred is in the house with Mama. He asked for you and Tom said you wouldn't see him.
That's right.
Kids, why don't you go outside for a while? Michael, please, I want to talk to you. I think that I did things to myself to hurt myself so that you'd know that I could hurt you. You were just being strong for all of us the way Papa was. And I forgive you. Can't you forgive Fredo? He's so sweet and helpless without you. You need me, Michael. I want to take care of you now.
Thank you.
che c'è?
Maledi, perché?
Our friend and business partner, Hyman Roth, is in the news. Did you hear about
him? I hear that he's in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The High Court in Israel turned down his request to live there as a returned Jew. His passport's been invalidated, except for a return to the United States. He landed in Buenos Aires yesterday. He offered a gift of $1 million if they let him live there. They turned him down.
He's going to try Panama.
Panama won't take him. Not for $1 million, not for $10 million.
His medical condition is reported as terminal. He's only going to live another 6 months anyway.
He's been dying of the same heart attack for 20 years.
That plane goes to Miami.
Hey, that's where I want it met.
Mike, that's impossible. They'll turn him over directly to the Internal Revenue, Customs, and half the FBI.
It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible.
It would be like trying to kill the president. There's no way we can get to him.
Tom, you know you surprised me. If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
Marco. Difficult. Not impossible.
Good.
Well, why did you ask me if something was wrong when I came in?
I thought you were going to tell me that you were moving your family to Vegas. And that you've been offered the vice presidency of the house and hotels there. Thought you were going
to
tell me that.
I turned them down. I mean, do I have to tell you about every offer that I turned down?
Let's do business.
All right. Just consider this, Michael. That's all. Just consider it. Now, Roth and the Rosados are on the run. Are they worth it? And are they strong enough? Is it worth it? I mean, you've won. You want to wipe everybody out?
I don't feel I have to wipe everybody out, Tom. Just my enemies. That's all. You gonna come along with me in these things I have to do or what? Because if not, you can take your wife, your family, and your mistress. Move them all to Las Vegas.
Why do you hurt me, Michael? I've always been loyal to you. I mean, what is this?
What? Allora, tu stai.
Sì, io stai.
Bene.
What is it that you want me to do?
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, how would you like it if I... How would you like it if I taught you how to catch the really big fish? Would you like that?
Okay.
You know, when I was your age, I went out to fishing with all my brothers and my father and everybody. And I was the only one that caught a fish. Nobody else could catch one except me. You know how I did it? Every time I put the line in the water, I said a Hail Mary. And every time I said a Hail Mary, I caught a fish. Believe that? It's true. That's the secret. You want to try it when we go out in the lake?
Okay.
Okay. What else you got?
Okay, Frankie, don't worry.
Did my brother go back?
Yes. Don't worry.
He's 10 times tougher than me, my brother. He's old fashioned.
He didn't even want to go out to dinner. He just wanted to go straight home.
That's my brother. Innocent nothing could get him away from that 2-mule town. He could have been big here. He could have had his own family. Tom, what do I do now?
Thank you. You were always interested in politics and history.
I remember you talking about Hitler back in 33.
I still read a lot. I got good stuff in there.
You were around the old timers.
Well, dreamed of how the family should be organized. How they based them on the old Roman legions and called them machines. The capos and soldiers. And it worked.
Yeah, it worked. Those were the great old days, you know. And we was like the Roman Empire. The Corleone family was like the Roman Empire.
It was once. The emperor failed. Plotters were always given a chance. Let the families keep their fortunes.
Yeah, but only the rich guys, Tom. The little guys, they got knocked off, and all their estates went to the emperors. Unless they went home and they killed themselves, then nothing happened. And the families were taken care of, Tom.
That was a good break. Nice to you.
Yeah. They went home and sat in the hot bath, opened up their names, and bled to death. And sometimes they had a little party before they did it.
Don't worry about anything, Frankie Five Agents.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you.
in Torino now.
Oh, shit. Okay, kid, you gotta go to Reno with your father. Come on, Anthony, I'll take you fishing with you tomorrow, okay? Huh? Yes. Ah, boy. Hey, Anthony.
I'll catch one for you with a secret, huh? All right. Okay, let's go.
Take you into custody?
Yes, I find this fact. Can you give us your reaction to the High Court of Israel's ruling?
I'm a retired investor on a pension. I went to Israel because I wished to live there as a Jew in the twilight of my life.
Hey, Frankie, come on out of this place of a heart.
This cute little thing over here is my sister Connie. I was telling you about, huh? Come on, say hello to Carl. He's good looking, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, that droopy thing over there, that's my brother Mike. We call him Joe Collin, you know what I mean? Come on, sit down. Right. Talk to each other.
Sit down.
Hey, Mr. Einstein. This is
Joe.
Do me well.
Here's the cake. Hey, Sally, get in here. Come on. Where's your father? Took him on a wild goose chase. Excuse me.
Oh, let's see that thing. Oh, honey, that's nice, eh?
Should I put the candles on now?
Yeah, go on. You help her, right, Carlos?
Sure.
Oh, this house. Hey, what is that, rum?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Honey, come on. Don't touch the antipasto till Papa leaves.
Hey, it's not ugly. I say, what do you think of the nerve of them chaps, huh? Them slanty-eyed bastards, huh? Dropping bombs in our own backyard on Pop's birthday.
They didn't know it was Pop's birthday.
They didn't know it was Pop's.
Well, we should have expected it after the oil embargo.
What do you expect? They expected or not, they got no right dropping bombs. What are you, a Jap lover, somebody on their side?
I understand 30,000 men enlisted this morning.
Bunch of saps.
Another sap.
Hey, come on, we don't have to talk about the war.
Hey, B, you talk to Carl, right?
They're saps because they risk their lives for strangers.
Well, that's Pop talking.
You're goddamn right, that's Pop talking.
Risk their lives for their country.
Your country ain't your blood, you remember that.
I don't feel that way.
I don't feel that way.
Well, if you don't feel like that, why don't you just quit college and go to join the army?
I did. I enlisted in the Marines.
Mike, why didn't you think of us?
What
are you doing? I mean, Pop had to pull a lot of strings to get you deferment.
I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for the deferment. I didn't want it.
Come on, Sonny.
Come on, Sonny. Sonny,
sit down.
Mommy, Daddy, fighting again.
What's your calling tree?
Took your father's heart on his birthday. That's well, Mike. Congratulations.
That's right, encouragement. Go on, get your drink. Go on.
You gotta understand that your father has plans for you. And many times, he and I have talked about your future.
Talk to my father about my future. My future.
Mikey, he has high hopes for you.
Well, I have my own plans for my future.
Why don't you go to college to get stupid? You're really stupid.
Get here, come on.
Stupid.
Thank you.